Yes. So, I need to know, do I need to go to the entire baby shower? Or do I just need to be there for, like, the gifts, the end part of it? Do I need to go to the whole thing?
Never been to one, so I don't know. 248-398-9279. There's more than just gifts?
Yeah, I guess it's the whole thing. Like, Heidi's is going to be an hour, a little bit more long.
Okay, so now here's the question. Does Heidi want you there for the whole thing?
No, she would like me there, absolutely.
Do you want to be there for the whole thing?
No, not really. No, it's like 60 women there, all her friends. I don't want to be there.
Is this a couples thing? Is this something that's changed? What are we missing? 248-398-9279 is our house phone.
Now, that's my question. That's the other thing is I never knew that the guy, I thought you just showed up to pack all the gifts in the, you know, at the end and load it up and take off. But I've been to some that are combined now to where the, like, couples are just going to it.
What?
So my one buddy had a baby shower, and we all went to it. Everybody went to it, even the guys. So I don't know what's going on these days.
248-398-9279. Is this something Ryan needs to be at? We lost Monger. Where'd he go? Hey, good morning, Big Jim's house. Who's this?
It's Tony.
Tony, so is this something that Ryan needs to be at?
No, I don't think so. I had three kids, and now it went to the end every time. Just go to the end. That's all the wife needs. She'll love it to come to the end. Let all the women have all their fun.
So Ryan, you just need to be there for the gifts.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Just to load up the gifts, say thanks to everybody walking out, and we'll be good to go.
Absolutely. Yes. Represent yourself as at the end, and it'll be great. It'll be fine. Everybody will love it, and they'll say you're the greatest husband and father in the world.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing is I don't think she really knows either way. So this is kind of a grounds for divorce for both of us because we've been, everyone she's went to, the guy's been there or some haven't. So it's weird now.
I've never been to a baby shower. We have two kids. Hey, good morning, Big Jim's house. Who's this?
Linda.
Hi, Linda. So you get some advice for Ryan?
He either goes or listen to it for the rest of his life.
So wait a minute. So, Linda, this is something that could actually get him in trouble.
Yep. Most definitely.
All right. What if he just shows up at the end and collects the gifts? Is that enough, or he's got to be there for the whole thing?
No.
The whole thing, okay.
Yep. He needs to be there for the whole thing. Okay. It's not like it's going to take any time out of his busy little schedule or anything, so...
Are you listening to that?
Yeah, I'm listening.
All right. Thank you. Have a good morning.
You too, hon.
Thanks.
248-398-9279. Here at Grounds for Divorce.
See, because I already got a plan built up for this day. Well, she does her baby thing. I go golfing, show up at the end to get the gifts, and go home. I do my thing while she's doing her thing.
Oh. You got some side eye from Andrew in the other room. I think he thinks you need to be at this whole thing. Does Ryan need to be at the whole baby shower or just there for the gifts in the end? Let me see. I just was reading from our buddy Norm. I got to edit that a little bit. Did you see that text? Norm was not happy. Hey, this is Norm. You should not be there. Men don't belong at a baby shower. Okay.
Yes, a lot of people saying go at the end to load the gifts.
I think that's what I wound up doing. I swear, I don't ever remember sitting in a baby shower. Larry?
Yes, sir.
Sitting here with producer, wow, haven't said that in like 2 years. Sitting here with Ryan. Okay. Go ahead. What, we get some advice for him?
Yeah, that lady before I just heard, that's the only reason I'm calling is full of shit.
Larry, we were doing so well.
Larry?
All right. Where are we going? Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
So you got some advice for Ryan?
Yeah, as a gay man that gets invited to way too many of these damn things, no, he does not need to be there.
Okay, so he does not need to be there.
Okay.
Okay. But, all right. Well, even if he shows up at the end, is that okay, Tom?
That's fine. That's fine. But, yeah, I mean, unless it's listed, unless they bill it as a couple thing, no, he doesn't need to be there.
There's no other men going.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate you, bud.
Yeah. All right. Bye. But,
kind of split down the middle on this one. 248-398-9279. Hey, Don, you got some advice for Ryan?
Yeah, don't go until the end. The women don't want to go to these things. Why would they make their men do it?
Wait a minute.
It's a good...
Hold on, stop.
Yeah.
You're telling me that women don't want to go to baby showers either?
100% I agree.
Is that true?
True.
I don't want to out my wife, but I know multiple occasions where she went... Oh, I got invited to her baby shower.
Really?
They go into one of these Pampered Chef parties or something. They don't want to go. It's an obligation. Screw it.
Feel like you have to. Yeah.
All right. Didn't I know this? Stop.
You got to be creative in a way to get out of it, you know?
Yeah, you shouldn't have talked about the golf.
White lie.
Yeah, but he already mentioned he wants to go play golf that day. You shouldn't have done that.
Well, yeah, why can't I do that? With my buddies.
Do something.
If she's doing stuff with all the girls, why can't I do something with all the guys? Isn't that how it goes?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. There's a bunch of people listening right now. Buddy. Don are going, yeah, good luck out there. Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Don.
Tell me. All right. Do I need to go to the entire baby shower when my wife has it? Or do I need to just go at the end to say hello and grab the gifts and take off?
Now, how do you want you there for the whole thing?
Yes. I think she would.
And you want to go golfing and then show up later.
Right. And I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I've really talked to... Sure, maybe brought this up to my wife before. But, no, talk to her about whether or not she absolutely wants me there. So, I think she'd like me there, but I don't know if it's like a, you gotta come.
Probably not. I never went to... I think I showed up to one at the end and picked up the gifts. My wife had the baby shower. That was her and her friends.
Yeah. And there's like 60 of them going, and I know she invited like her dad and
60?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, there's a lot of people coming.
Our buddy Ed. Good morning, guys. Ed the fuel driver here. Some advice for Ryan. Anyone who tells you belong in a baby shower has lost their ever loving mind. It's for women and women only. Okay, you show up and grab a plate of food. Okay. All right. Hi, Deb. Good morning. Hi, Deb.
Good morning, guys.
Deb.
Hello.
Hi there. There you are. Turn your radio down, okay?
You know, okay.
So go ahead. Go ahead. Okay. You're sitting here with Ryan. Go ahead.
Yeah. My opinion on this is absolutely not. Ryan does not have to go because what they're going to be talking about is her boobs swelling. All the other mothers that have breastfed are going to give her their opinion on how to do it. And they're going to say how much theirs hurt and what they didn't want to do. You know, if Ryan shows up at the end when they're going to eat and open the gift, that's when he's going to enjoy it with her. And Heidi will appreciate that. But to be there all day, that's ridiculous. Mine, and this was 60 years ago, and I had a baby shower. The men all came, went in the garage, drank beer, talked about other stuff and got on with it. But to be there all day, poor Ryan.
Not so much.
We don't want to go either.
Okay.
Have a good day, guys.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Congratulations, Ryan. Bye-bye, thanks. Baby.
Yeah, so I don't need to hear about all that and play all these goofy games.
Boy, you freaked out when you just mentioned it on the air. Your face got weird. Anita, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, if there are only females invited to this shower, then... Yeah, I agree with another lady. He just needs to show up in time to eat and take the gifts, maybe see a couple of gifts opened.
So
he doesn't have to be there for the whole thing.
But Anita, and you've said you've seen them where they're both ways now. Are baby showers now, everyone's both parties have to go, though?
I went to a couple that are like that, where it's just basically they've turned it into a party. Hey, we're having a baby shower. Everybody come if you want.
Right, but it depends on the invitation.
Right.
Okay. I mean, you know, if the invitation says, yeah, couples, then yeah, I would say you should be there. But if it's mostly women that are going to be there, heck no, man.
Right.
Come at the end.
Thank you, Anita.
Hey, thanks.
All right. Bye. You get some good advice this morning?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I need it.
Donna.
Yes.
Hi, welcome into Big Jim's house. Go ahead.
So the best baby shower that I ever went to was for my sister-in-law, and it was a baby brewing shower. It was held at a brewery, and it was guys and girls invited, and the gifts were unwrapped. They just had a table that they displayed them on. They call that a display shower. If he's talking about going to this shower with 60 people, and everybody's wrapped a gift, and you have to sit there and unwrap them, that's a 3 to 4 hour ordeal.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Not gonna, yeah.
3 to 4 hours,
so
I hope.
I would say just try to go for the baby brew shower, where you can have your friends, the guys can be there, you have everything that you need.
Oh, I like
okay,
that.
That
sounds
cool. That's cool there, yeah.
Thank you, Donna.
Yeah.
Have a good morning.
Thanks.
Bye.
3 to 4, I got to check. Maybe my numbers are off. This thing's not 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah,
I know that they don't have the thing, the room for that long.
If you have 60 people there,
you'll
be there longer,
wrong.
Dude. You could very easily be there much longer. Because you're going to open every gift, and then you're going to talk about it and how great it is. By the way, I already got you guys a gift. You can't open it until Friday.
Okay.
Your very first gift from the show. You're going to love it. I can't even send this to people to show it to them because it would cause a problem.
Are you trying?
No.
Is it a pineapple something?
No. Not at all.
There's no way you got me like a real get, like a real thing.
What do you mean? Absolutely.
There's got to be an angle to it.
No. No. Well, save it. Heidi can open it up at the baby shower. Oh, she'll love that.
Okay.
Or do you want to open it up Friday on the air?
I want to open it up Friday.
Cool. Okay.
I'd rather do that.
I had a bunch of holes in it anyway.
I was
going to
say, yeah.
Yeah. You ever had a 30-pound cat? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There is a full rack of calls. We are not done with this. Grounds for divorce. Does Ryan need to be at the entire baby shower or just there for the gifts at the end? He wants to go golfing and show up later.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have said the golfing part, dude.
Why?
Why? Because part of Big Jim's house. Thanks for joining us. 7:38. Ryan, our resident young guy, newlywed, just over their first year of marriage, baby on the way in May, and you have a question for the audience.
Yes. Do I need to go to the whole entire baby shower, or do I just got to go at the end to say thanks and grab the gifts, throw them in the truck?
248-398-9279. You want to go golfing.
Yeah.
And then show up at the end.
Yes.
Did you talk to Heidi about this? Does she want you with the whole thing or not?
So she texted me and she, I'm trying to get a straight answer with her on that. I don't think I need to be at it. I don't think she cares. But she did say it's from 11 to 3, the shower. And if we don't have time, we're not opening every gift. We'll just take them home.
Yeah, like
so she's got a plan for that.
Okay. All right.
And there's a golf course right across the street from where she's doing it at. So it's perfect.
248-398-9279. And apparently, this is a thing now where baby showers, both parties have to be at. Mongoose, are you, mom and dad are going to be there for this? I showed up. I don't think I showed up to pick up gifts. You did? Okay. 248-398-9279. John, good morning. Go ahead, bud.
Good morning, Big Jim.
Hey.
Yes, Ryan should go from the start to the end. I did that when my wife was pregnant with our daughter. And I wasn't the only man there. My brother-in-laws were there. I believe my dad was there. And I know if I didn't go, I would never have heard the end of it.
Okay, right. Have you noticed, though, what the guys are calling up are like, I had to go, you got to go.
Right.
Yeah, I see what you're doing.
To, you got
John,
to.
You're just dragging him down. If I'm getting called for holding, this whole line's getting called for holding.
I took pictures of her with the gifts.
All right, John, have a good morning, bud.
You too, guys. And don't forget to stop by the brake shop.
Done. Tony, good morning.
Yes.
Hi, sitting here with Ryan. You have some advice?
Yes. You can go golfing, but don't drink. Do not drink alcohol, because she'll think that you're having more fun than she is, because she can't do it.
Oh.
Well,
do you understand?
Then golfing's out of the question.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it's okay to go golfing, but you just can't drink. So... It's a catch
22. No, I know she doesn't care about that. She's letting me. I think she's giving me the 9 months or what do we have? 4 months left now of get it all out.
Uh huh.
Oh,
I'm telling you, she's been fine every weekend. She drives me around. Baby.
Did you hear Tony say okay? That's a guy who knows. Tony, you're a guy who knows, right?
Yes, absolutely. I've been down the road 3 times.
Yep. So you're living a lie right now, Ryan. If you show up with a happy buzz to this baby shower, She's going to beat you like a drum, dude.
Nah.
Seriously. Tony's not wrong. Thank you, buddy.
It probably wouldn't be good.
Thanks,
bud.
You
need to be straight so you can carry the gifts and say your hellos and I love yous to all the family, so you don't want to be smelling like alcohol.
Can't.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. And no glitter anywhere in your body, Ryan. All right. Thanks, Tony.
Good luck, buddy. Right. Good luck.
Kathy, thanks for holding. Welcome to Grounds for Divorce. Go ahead.
So the guys have a diaper party and girls don't go to that. So the guys, it's called a diaper party. It's been going on for years. All the guys bring a pack of diaper and they drink and eat, and that's their get together like a shower.
Right.
Have you been to a diaper party?
Yeah, I've been to a few of the diaper parties, and yeah, you're right. That's all it is. It's just the buddies get together, bring a pack of diapers and a case of beer.
Right, exactly. So, and girls never go to that, or women, wives, mothers to be.
Oh, okay. Well, Kathy, go ahead.
I think you should go to the end of the shower meet.
Yeah, I think no matter what, I'll be there for that part of it for sure.
See, now diaper parties are totally different in my house there, Kathy. For me, that's just going to a concert at Pine Knob and not wanting to use the bathroom. So I just wear one. It's easier that way.
That's funny.
Enjoy that visual. Kathy's like, I'm glad I called now. Kathy, appreciate you. Have a good morning.
Congratulations, Ryan. You guys have a good morning, too.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. 7:42. People, hold on. James, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, I got some great advice for Ryan.
Yes.
I went to both. Just the fact that you're going is huge. And if you go and you go a little bit late, you give them the opportunity. They're going to eat. They're going to talk, blah, blah, blah. And that's cool. You don't, like that woman that called a while back, don't listen to Nurse Ratched. You don't have to go the whole thing.
Wow.
You don't.
Okay.
All right. I like that. Right, yeah.
Show up at the end. What about the golf thing? Is that okay? If as long as he goes golfing, he's okay or
well,
no?
That doesn't really matter where he goes. Just the fact that he's going to support his wife at the baby shower is huge. Because I know some guys that never showed up for nothing. And they're not in trouble. I mean, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but just the fact that you're going to go is huge, and Heidi will appreciate it very much.
There it is.
Right.
There it is. James, appreciate you, buddy. Have a good morning.
All right, buddy.
Yep, thanks, man.
Thanks. What?
So are you feeling empowered by this? You going to show up for the end?
Yeah.
Hi, Joyce.
Good morning.
Good morning. Say hi to Ryan, and you have some advice for him?
Yeah. Congratulations, Ryan.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I think baby showers these days are a huge thing. There's like themes I think it's got a lot to do with just the mom and dad, what they decide together.
So he needs to sit down with Heidi and go, do you want me? Did she answer your question?
No, she hasn't said it.
Ask her that specifically?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Okay, did you specifically say, hey, do I have to be at the entire baby shower?
Yeah, I sent it, but she hasn't answered back.
Well, then she just gave you an answer.
Well, the answer is yes. She's just getting going.
No, the answer is yes. The answer is yes.
We'll see. I just asked her fully straight up.
If you ask someone, your wife, a question and they don't respond because they know it's not the answer you're looking for, right? Is it, Joyce, am I reading into this or is that Heidi saying?
She just started work.
Is that Heidi saying she wants Ryan there the whole time by not responding?
I think it's got to be a huge discussion between the two of them. Okay. I think you guys need to, like my daughter just had a baby and her husband was there and it was discussion like what games to play. Like I said, there was a theme going on.
Okay. All right. Well, we should call. Can we call Heidi next? Ryan asked a question. Do you need to be at the whole baby shower or what? Just for the end to get the gifts and stuff?
Yeah, just say hello, thank you, all that good stuff. Take the gifts and go home.
Do you want to go golfing with the buddies?
Yeah.
And then show up later. What do you do? Does he need to be at the whole baby shower or just there for the gifts? 248-398-9279. Jay said, just tuned in so I may have missed something. Is Heidi only having one baby shower? My niece had three. Wait, what? People have more than one baby shower? I had a baby shower. Was a baby shower for the baby. You have one.
Yeah, that's how I thought about it too. I know Heidi's one sister is having two.
Okay. Three though.
But Yeah. No, only one, and it's both families coming.
So should Ryan be there for the whole thing or just there for the gifts? 248-398-9279. Kirk, thanks so much for hold. Hey, buddy, go ahead.
Hey, so I think what you want is them in the building on standby and occasionally lurking in the back of the room. But if he's got a golf outing out of state, you might forgive that. Otherwise, she's saying you could golf before this. You could golf after this, but, you know, we might not open everything up, so you might need to come a little bit early. Pick me up.
Okay. See what you're saying?
I get it. Well, I have a good timeline of everything. It's from 11 to 3 that she has the room. I believe we're going to start, or she's going to start the shower around, like, noon. So if that's the case, if I tee off at, like, 8:30, I'll be done in there.
Why do they start at noon? Wait a minute. Why do you have an opening act or something? I don't understand.
Well, no, you got to set up the room and stuff, so you take an hour to do that.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Yeah. I know there's like, you know, Carrot Top's going to play the first hour, do 40 minutes, and come out there. Kirk, have a good day, bud.
You too.
Bye.
Have a great
day. Oh, cut him off. Sorry. Did I get back to you?
Yes, she did. And she'd say, hold on.
Yeah, before we brought this up there, he said, yeah, I probably should have asked her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, honestly, I don't care, but I just thought it's free food and drinks. Plus, I feel like you'll like the games. You like social events. But she goes, honestly, I don't mind. She goes, you're not the only guy there, but that's like my father-in-law and stuff.
She's telling you need to be there.
I don't think so.
No, you're hearing what you want to hear.
She
says
she doesn't care. Hold on.
Let's read that again, and everyone listening right now, you can call or text. Listen to what Heidi just told Ryan. She wants you there. I'm going to get out of the way. Go ahead.
Okay, she said, I honestly don't care, but it's free food and free drinks. Plus, I feel like you'd have fun with the games, and you like social events.
She wants you there.
Meh. I said, I get that, but I also think I don't need to be there for the whole thing. We'll see. And she said, okay.
Yeah, but you don't know the tone of that, okay? That could have been okay, or that could have been it. That could have been the okay. I'll deal with little Skippy when he gets home today. Dude, she wants you there.
We'll see.
She wants you there. People are calling up about that now. You just read it. Arlette, she wants you there with her. She just doesn't want to force you to go. See, she's being nice. All right, we're going to call her Monty here. Hold on. Let me see if he'll answer. Want to see if he'll answer?
Yeah, let's do it.
Buddy. Armani, you are live on 94.7 WCSX. How are you?
Hello.
What's up, Ryan? Hello. I told you we were going to call you, man. Absolutely. So we need your help with something because you're a wonderful dad. I'm sitting here with Ryan Logan. We do a feature called Grounds for Divorce every Tuesday.
Sure.
So now Ryan asked a question. Does he need to be at the whole baby shower or just be there for the gifts?
Right.
You're a dad. Does he need to be for the whole thing or just for the end?
This is a layup, Ryan. I mean, an absolute no-brainer. I don't even know if you need my advice for this. Just the end.
Just the end. Yeah, okay.
The end for the gifts.
Okay, now read what your wife texted you this morning, Ryan.
Oh, geez. I asked her, Ryan, if I needed to come. And she said, honestly, I don't care. But I thought because it's free food and free drinks, I feel like you'd like the games we're having and you like social events. So...
That'd be a hard no for me. I mean, isn't it like all women?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe a father-in-law, her father, but come on.
No, they're not going either. Why don't you grab your father-in-law or whatever guy was getting home? You guys go sit at the bar for a couple hours and then you show up at the end for the gifts.
I want to go play a round of golf with my buddies, then come at the end.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's no discussion. I mean, you got to stand your ground on something.
Listen to this guy.
You got to stand your ground on something.
See?
That's perfect.
Thank you, buddy.
See, you agreed with me on this one and the Michigan-Michigan State game, so I appreciate it. I appreciate
it. Got your back, Ryan.
Drive over there and hug him after the show. Hey, be well, man. We'll talk to you soon, Ryan.
Thanks, man. Nice shoes, Ryan, by the way.
Oh, dance shoes.
All right.
Thank you. Ryan Armani on Fox 2 will also be Woodward Sports later on. Okay.
Well, he's on TV, so that's the gold standard there, right?
Hold on. D, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah. So first off, I think it depends on how traditional they want to be.
Right.
I have a huge gap with my kids. So my older children had traditional girls only baby showers. My youngest one, they decided to do a guys and girls together. So his friends were invited, but they did their thing in the basement. You know, the girls did their thing upstairs and it was separate. But I am kind of thinking that Heidi wants him to go just based on the way she said that.
Thank you.
Because if it would have been a straight up, no, I don't, she would have stopped it. Honestly, I don't care. The but made it. These are all the reasons why you should go. You need to be there. Okay. She wants him there.
Thank you, Dee.
All right. Thanks, Dee.
Bye.
Have a good one. Congratulations.
Aw, see, thank everyone's you. Happy for you.
At least we have a few months to figure this one out. No.
Wow. Grounds for Remorse, interesting this morning. If you guys are new to the show, or normally you don't catch us in the 7 o'clock hour, we know you're busy, your schedule's tight. We appreciate you just letting us be part of your life for a little bit every day. We talk about Ryan and Heidi and their first year of marriage and the baby on the way, and we look for advice. Grounds for Divorce, by the way, if you want to subscribe, you can check out the podcast. The keyword is...
The keyword is grounds.
Yep, and we'll send you the link. So you were asking about the baby shower. Which Heidi's planning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, it's all planned, ready to go. I want to know if I need to be there for the whole thing or just come at the end, say thank you, and grab the gifts and go.
We had Ryan Armani on from Fox 2. Actually, cold called him, and what a pro.
Yeah.
He's all over it.
Thanks, Ryan.
He said, no, you don't need to be there. Stand your ground. Man up. Heidi texted you back, and I think I'm still... Am I reading into that, or you know her better than I do?
See, my thing is, I think you're reading into it just because I know Heidi and how really cool and easygoing she is.
Yes.
There's not a lot that gets her fired up.
Okay.
And if she wanted me to go, trust me, she'd go. You're going. There's no two ways about it.
Lisa.
Yes.
Sitting here with Ryan, you got some advice for him?
I do.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I think there's too much emphasis placed on men going to baby showers, bridal showers, baby reveal parties. And the only thing that his wife needs to worry about for him showing up is after that baby is born and every day after that for as long as that child is alive. That's the most important thing. The showers, they'll all be forgotten.
But being there every day for your kid, obviously. And with those dad shoes he's wearing this morning,
plan
we know his
that.
Feet are going to be okay. So,
yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
So yeah, you know, women need to place more emphasis on having a baby with someone who's going to do that, not someone who's just going to show up for the shower.
Wow.
Love it.
Wow. Lisa,
thank
it's a
you,
very
Lisa.
Thoughtful call. You have a wonderful day.
You too, guys.
Bye.
Take care and congratulations.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
Listening. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I have something going for me now.
What's up?
I got some support. She just texted me, and our other friends are having a baby, too.
Yeah.
And she just texted me and said, Phil, the dad of this future kid, is only going for the gifts. That just got me locked in for only going for the gifts. Guaranteed.
There it is.
Guaranteed.
There it is.
She won't make me go now because of him.
She won't.
Did we just figure out a grounds for divorce for the first time on air without me caving?
I don't.
I'm sorry, pat my back.
I don't know what to do now.
I know.